Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. And this is Friday, and you know on Friday, it's Fan Friday.
Fan Friday, and I'm back with Dr. Conti. What's up, Doc?
I'm excited to be here. And listen, we've been getting some great emails, calls, all this stuff, and we got an absolutely a great question from Mike, and I want to read what he wrote, because this is, again, we want to take the time to hear from you, and we want to be able to let you know we're listening. So here's what Mike says. He says, to Mr. Lewis and Dr. Conti, I've loved listening to your wisdom on the podcast, and Mr. Lewis, following your inspirational and motivational career since I was a young boy. I now play Division I golf and have the work ethic and ability to play professionally. No matter what I try mentally, however, at times I have some voices creep into my head which prevent me from playing to my ability. And so his question is, do you have any advice on releasing tension under pressure, both physically and mentally? Thank you so much for your question, Mike. Yes, I definitely think that's a great question. It applies to so many people.
Man, oh wow. Mike, listen, this is something that I think I mastered this for myself personally. Voices in games when I was playing, even when I was a kid, I always hear those voices. And it was funny because I actually started to trick myself and I started competing actually against those voices. So everything the voice said that I couldn't do, I attempted it. Mm. And now I remember on why I became so big in affirmations. Because the moment you hear that voice come in, you can't make the play. No, I can make the play. Mm. You want to make the play. No, I will make the play. Mm. You know, it's like Mike, when you're in that world, man, you have to play with the direct opposite word immediately once those eerie words kick in. You always got to have a vocabulary. So that's why I always write stuff down. I write just anything down, everything down. So if I'm sitting in my locker, I'm always looking at things, make the play, be the play, be great, go farther. No hesitation. No doubt, no fear. You know, yeah. And so it's like I kind of affirm myself to accept those voices in my head, but then counter them with something that made me push farther. Yeah.
Well, what I love is, you know, it's kind of a great feeling is to be able to be so close with you and to be able to do this with you every week, Ray, because look, in sports psychology, people come to me and say, you know, asking these kind of questions. And what do you do? What do sports psychologists do? They go and they look at the greatest athletes of all time. And well, we just get to happen to be talking to them right now. And you gave some advice last week. You gave some insight on some things that you would do before you take the field about breathing in. And I think this applies to Mike. And I think this applies to exactly what he's talking about. And you just talked about it right now. But that is that those deep breaths that say, no fear. No pain, no worry, no doubt. Do what you were born to do. Like, this is the goal that you gave, and I think that this applies right here to Mike. And to hear you talk about, you know, you heard those voices, so I really want Mike and I want everyone else out there to hear that even the greatest hear those voices. The difference is you're not giving in to those voices. You're fighting against them and saying, let me use those as fuel to compete.
Yeah, yeah. Respond. Don't let it sit. Respond. Mm. You know, it's just like anything. You let something sit inside your spirit long enough, sooner or later, it'll take over.
Yes.
You gotta, yeah, man. That's the whole trick to that, Doc, is Mike and everybody who's out here. Is the moment you start to get that creep in your voice, man. I'm telling you, I'm riding the bike today. And you know what my two words was? Every time I felt the inner pain that really wasn't pain, it was just a voice keeping in, like, you're tired. I mean, he's up to 24 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour. Uh-oh, you're in trouble. You know what my two words was today? I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. And I started making myself, like, breathe and just chill and, like, enjoy the day. The sun is beautiful. It's a great day. You're not working. You're finna drive and see your son try to get a state championship. Life is great. There's nothing wrong. Bills need to be paid. Okay, that's for the rest of your life. Taxes got to be paid. You're going to have to pay them anyway. It's just Mike.
I love that.
It's really just, yeah, it's really just be in the moment, my man. Like, when you're there, and everybody, be in the moment and control that moment. Don't never let your mind wander long enough and not respond to it. That's one thing I tell people. Don't wonder. Do it. There's a lot of people. There's two types of people in this world, right? There's people who watch things happen, and then there's people who make things happen. It'll never change. It'll never change. And I think for Mike, you know, when those things creep in your head, keep encouraging yourself that, guess what? I just might be that guy. Yeah.
I think, honestly, of everything we've ever talked about, the two words you just gave right now, that I'm in, might be the most favorite thing I've ever heard you say. I love that so much, because to me, that embraces life. Look, life's not going to be easy. You're going to have those voices. Everybody out there, Mike, everybody, the rest of the world, we're going to have those voices saying, oh no, it hurts. Oh no, don't do this. They might not like me. People might not like this, or I might not be good enough. And you're going to hear all those voices, and they're going to come loudly, and it's going to be a cacophony. But ultimately, in the end, those two words, they resonate with me. They, like, gave me the chills, because this is what life's about. I'm in. I'm in. No matter what's going on in life, I'm in. So, my goodness, like, honestly, Ray, I got to just tell you personally, thank you, because I love that. That just inspired me to a whole new level.
Yeah, it was funny, man, because, you know, like, when you're done, right, the game is over, and it's 5 years for me now, Doc, and, like, you know, I'm at a place now, Doc, where it's humbling almost again, because it's that little kid feeling that I used to look at, like, the Hall of Famers, and I used to watch them, Doc, like, wow, like, that's like football heaven. You know, like, who goes there? Like, who makes it there? Right? And, like, I'm on my bike, man, and I'm like, I get a text right before my bike, and they was like, you know, we want to talk to you about doing some stuff because you're up for the Hall of Fame this year. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What do you mean? Because I'm like a kid again, right? I'm just getting on the bike. I'm just going for a bike ride, man. And it was like, so I had these great thoughts in my head of just the whole time, just breathing in, like, very deep, and just letting it go, and just be like, freedom. Oh Lord, just freedom. Oh, peace. Just joy. Just go, man. And it was good, Doc. I'm telling you, man, like, I had a heck of a riding session today. But it's back to the point that I realized that I wasn't doing it for me anymore. I was doing it 100% for the freedom of me. Like that's where you win. Yes. Like, everybody, yes. If you ever want to do something great, and remember it, do it because you're free to do it. You prepare, you study, you put yourself in that position. Now you have a choice. Go make the play.
Yeah, that's huge. And that, I love that. And I love that I can see you just being like, hey, look, I'm just a kid. It's just me. I can still see myself as what I felt like as a kid, thinking to that. And now this is happening. This is you, first rounder, which I will be there for. I'm telling you that much. Let me say one final word for Mike. The way I would phrase it, too. I always taught my daughter that neurologically in your brain, the same feelings, the same chemicals that happen when you're nervous are the same things that happening when you're excited. And so it depends how you phrase it. You can phrase it as I'm nervous, or you can phrase it as I'm excited, but it's chemically, it's the same thing. So and out of the mouths of babes, right? When children, sometimes they say the things that kind of make sense, they give us the wisdom. But when my daughter was real young and she was starting to do some acting, she said, she kind of came up with this word. She said, I'm nervous-sighted. And I said, what's that? She said, I'm nervous, but I'm excited. So nervous-sighted. So I say take Ray's wisdom and go all in. Just be in for whatever those thoughts are. Man, that's pure, pure gold.
I'm gonna leave you with this one, dog, and then we'll transition. So we got ready to play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and this one, the bus was rolling. I mean, you guys are running the ball 40 plus times. I mean, it's smash mouth football, man on a man, and just deal with
it, right? Wars were out there. Those were wars. Yeah.
But I remember hearing those same voices. Like, remember, the history of Pittsburgh is so rich, and I'm just in Baltimore with this new wave, and I want what the Steelers have so bad, and I'm in freaking like Three Rivers Stadium, and I'm like, what? Like, it's going down, and it's the Pittsburgh Steelers on the other side. And I used to always step in Pittsburgh, and every time, because of the legends, because of the history of it, I used to always say to myself, my time, my time, my time, my time. Oh, man, listen, Doc, every play, I used to get up for that moment, man. I used to be like looking like, listen here, man, ain't nothing more important than right now. There's nothing, man. Oh, man, like, and it's that trick. Because you get in your head, you can't beat Pittsburgh. You can't win. You can't win in Pittsburgh. You can't win. Oh, man, and all of the things that comes with a team. But if you can lock in and convince yourself that those same nervous energies you can use for you, man, you become a weapon.
You made, I mean, that's your legend. Like, that's where you use your affirmations. As you said, you took that energy, you took those voices, and you made them into affirmations for you, for my time, for in. Man, I love that. I love it. So, Mike, we really hope this helps. Take it and run. This is information coming to you straight from the legend. So it's awesome to be able to hear that and to be a part of it. So, hey, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after that with more of your questions.
Hi, my name is Bridget Brown. My message to everyone is, when the wrong things are happening, keep doing the right thing. That is greatness.
The Tackling Life podcast is now taking your calls. If you have questions or comments for us, just call 646-762-4432 and leave us a message. That's 646-762-4432. You can also message us through our website, tacklinglifepodcast.com. There you'll find links to all of our social media, information about our guests, ways to subscribe to the podcast, and much more. That's tacklinglifepodcast.com. And this is Fan Friday, so we're answering your questions. Ray, we got some more fan mail, so let's listen to it.
Yeah, man. Let's go to Robbie Herrick. He's from the UK, and it's really interesting. Yes, Robbie, to answer your last question, I will be coming to the UK soon, I think two or three times. But with that being said, you know, he wrote today, and he's a kind of he's going through his sports world and different things like that. But he has two daughters, and they follow the podcast and everything. And he asked, like, your thoughts on patience with the young and inexperienced. Like, he said, he found that patience and effective communication has led me to be a better parent. I think when you talk about the being patient, it's the key to, I think it's the key to life, period. Like, it's the one thing that if we could just take time, Lord Jesus, just slow down and be patient, Robbie. What you did, that's why it feels so good, because you see, like, what you get from it. Like it's one thing that you get from when you show patience towards somebody, you'll get their absolute best. Like, when you show patience to yourself, you will find yourself in the right situations. You know, in communication, you talk about, like, inexperienced and communication. I just think when you think about teams and what makes patience so key? Ladarius Webb, who was playing in Pittsburgh again, Ladarius Webb was a great corner, young kid, came out of Nickel State. And I just love this kid. And we got beat on like a third down and 26 in Pittsburgh before. And you want to talk about patience? I'm sprinting downfield, dog, right? And I get down there and I see in his eyes, he's waiting, right? And I run up there and he's like, man, my bad. I looked at him, I said, hey, look at me. I said, I don't want to know about this play. I want to know who you are after this play. And that patience, I'm telling you, I saw this kid take that piece of advice and saw that I was patient enough with him and communicated to him that it's not about this play. It's always about the next play, good or bad. And I think, bro, and I think it now not only defined my level of leadership on how I wanted to chase it so much, it made me want to learn more because I saw how it affects people.
Yes. No, and look, patience is really, really important to me. It's funny, my wife finally got me to do some hot yoga the other day, and I did it a couple times, and it's definitely something I like. I'm going to do more of. But the first day I signed up, and the teacher said, look, you just need to have some patience. And I literally didn't even get to introduce myself yet. And my wife laughed. She said, does she even know who she's talking to? You're like, if there's one thing that I've mastered in my life, it's patience. In fact, I wrote a book called Zen Parent, Zen Child. And the whole premise of my book is that your children will become what you show them that you are. And for me, patience, like you, Ray, I agree, it's the key. And when it comes to parenting, when it comes to your two daughters, Robbie, what I would say is this: look, this is your children's first time on the planet. They don't know. You have to teach them. It's your job to teach them. And so patience is the best and the only way to teach them. Look, every time my daughter makes a mistake, like I talk about her a ton because to me, being a dad is the greatest thing in the world. But for my daughter, I don't see it as making a mistake. I see it as this is her first go around and I've been here a little bit longer. So it's my job to teach her. And the best way she's going to learn is if I have patience. So for me, it is cultivating a patience within myself. Now, of course, you know, I spent my career working with people as a professional counselor, all these, you know, thousands of hours, 18,000 hours of clinical experience and doing the stuff I do with violent offenders. But at the end of the day, I really agree with Ray. Patience is the key. And that story he told right there was about leadership. And when you're a father, you're a leader. You're a leader of your family. And to be able to have patience is what your children are going to learn. So for me, like I said, that's why I wrote Zen Parent, Zen Child, because it's all about patience.
Yeah, because I think the thing about it, right, is that sometimes we try to come from our place. And remember, that goes back to our thing. Sometimes you got to meet people exactly where they are because the inexperienced are coming from a very pure place. Like they don't know how to complicate it yet, right?
That's what I learned. That's a good way to say it.
Right? I learned that, you know, by watching, you know, a bunch of guys come in and out of the door. I was like, wow, it's not like they just can't disturb it. They don't know how. They're just inexperienced enough that it takes time. And every linebacker when every defense player was like, well, how do you do this? I said, it's gonna take a lot of time. Like, take some of those plays, you're gonna have to miss some of those plays. Like, how you know that play was coming? I'm like, man, it took years for me to figure this out, right?
Yes.
But it was because I, you know, my inexperience. But I always say it was I always had a favorite group of people that came in, like the locker rooms. It was always the people who were the inexperienced ones that had all the talent in the world, but maybe they were young, maybe they was a free agent. I used to always get in their lives because I used to always want to inspire enough patience to them to let them know it ain't about what you can do physically, it's about what you can lock in mentally. Because once you lock it in mentally, dog, then your patience changes, right? You can see things differently. You know, like once I started watching film and started watching film with these kids, like they couldn't even, they was like, how did you see that? And how did you know this is happening? and experience, right? And so that's why you have to go slower with them, man, and really teach them and really mold them what it means. So listen, patience is the key. Patience is definitely the key. Thank you for your question. That's a great question. I think a lot of, you know, parents and teachers and coaches and everybody forget the wins and the losses. Focus on just being patient with the kid to make, because if we create a better kid, if we create a better young girl or a better young boy, then guess what? We create a better human being. You know, and that's one thing. You know, athletics is one thing, but if we can keep creating better human beings, then we all win.
That we're definitely all winning. You crack me up with that idea that they don't know how, with the inexperienced, don't know how to complicate it yet. I love that idea because that's it, when it comes down to you've talked about this with football. We both talked about this with life. It's not complicated. It's simple. Like, that's the whole essence of what Zen is. It's life is simple. It's a matter of doing it, and we just complicate the crap out of it. So let's simplify. Let's take it back. Have some patience. And one of the ways to develop patience is to meditate, is to take some time to step back and spend some time in quietness and just observe your thoughts. You know, you don't have to make meditation complicated. It could be sitting still. It could be, you know, I always say sit upright. You know, it's not the same thing as lounging. So sit upright. I'd say close your eyes if you feel safe enough, because if you open your eyes, you're likely to get distracted by the things in the room around you. So sit up straight, kind of close your eyes and focus just on the present moment. Kind of focus on your breath and the present moment. And you know, maybe start for 2 minutes a day. And if you could do that for 2 minutes a day, eventually try to work up till you could do it to 5 minutes a day. Because the more you meditate, you're actually exercising and training your brain to be able to be more patient. You're actually training your brain in so many ways to do meditation. But I say 2 minutes a day, focus on the present moment, focus on your breath. And the more you can meditate, the more it will translate directly into having patience. And like Ray said, like you said, Ray, it that makes a better human being. That makes a better world.
Yeah. Nah, man, that's good stuff, man. I love to hear the questions, you know, coming from people, because everybody has different things. But I think a lot of things still circle back to, you know, just a bunch of you know, concrete things that we all can use, you know, and patience is for everything, every aspect of life, every challenge, whatever it is, patience is going to be the key to that understanding. Sometimes people just don't see it the way you see it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love this Fan Friday. It's fun. It's fun to be able to interact and to be able to hear these questions. So we hope you guys enjoyed it too. Mike, Robbie, and everybody else out there, send us your questions, because we're listening and we'll bring them out. Hey, that's a great week. It's a great it's good stuff.
Yeah, I always appreciate you, Doc. I'm telling you, man, this is some real good stuff, man. Hope some people get blessed out there this weekend. Have a safe weekend. Be good. Practice patience. Understanding what we're trying to do with me and this man coming together. And I appreciate you all the time, Doc.
I always appreciate you. And honestly, today you said one of my favorite things I've ever heard. And I really hope our listeners really, you know, you might ask, hey, does this guy just appreciate the fact that he gets to be with the legend Ray Lewis? And yep, I appreciate every second of it. I appreciate his friendship way outside this show as well, too. I'll tell you that. But I want to say this, the phrase he just said today, I'm in that phrase. I hope every one of our listeners, I hope that resonates you, and I hope that hits you in your heart, because be all in for your life. Be all in. Hey, when it comes to life, be in. Hey, thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. From there, you'll find links to our pages on iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get 2 all-new episodes automatically downloaded every week. There are also links to the Tackling Life Facebook and Twitter pages where you can become a part of the Tackling Life community and give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. And you see Fan Friday, we're going to be answering this. So you can also call us at 646-762-4432. That's 646-762-4432. And please help spread the word and bring in new listeners by giving us a rating and a review on our iTunes page. The more ratings and reviews we have, The higher our ranking and the easier it is for new people to find the show. Until next time, for Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.